Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were talking about the sin of sowing discord among the brethren. Let's pick up with that thought today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I shouldn't tell this, but I guess I will. But a man who had divorced, he had divorced rightly because his wife had many times committed adultery. Now, I actually tried to talk the man into staying with her, trying to work it out, and which I will always do. I've never, ever counseled anybody to divorce, and people that have been with me, around me, know that, and people that have come to me know that as well. But they divorced, and after a while, he started dating a good, godly Christian girl. He brought her coffee to her work in the morning before the work starts, you know, and gave her the cup of coffee. Well, there were people that I almost thought, well, boy, that coffee must have made her with child, because they were so mad and angry, and they gossiped about that for days. You know, when those things happen, you're saying, what in the world is going on? Well, you see, gossip is sowing discord among brethren. What does Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19 call that? An abomination. And by the way, it uses the same Hebrew word for abomination, for sowing discord among brethren, that is gossip. And that same Hebrew word is used for the sin of homosexuality. So just understand that you're going to be down on homosexuality and you gossip, you're just as bad as they are. What you're practicing is just as bad as what they're practicing. And not in our sight, of course, but I'm talking about the Holy God's sight. He's the judge. I'm not the judge. He is. So gossip, slandering the brethren, causing others to fall because you make accusations without proof and you don't try to go to them and get things right and rescue them from a way that you think is wrong. You cast doubt on another person's integrity or position. Then that makes you both a hypocrite and a deceiver. Now, don't we know that Satan is a deceiver? And so the power of the devil in your life is very strong, and he's winning the victory over you, trying to make you think that you're a good Christian when really these sins say that you are not. Now, a lot of times, I think it's a good thing when somebody comes to you sowing discord or gossip, speaking evil of others, say, well, what did they say when you went to them about it? Now, they'll make excuses why they can't. I've heard all kinds of excuses. Oh, you can't go to them about it. They got a terrible temper. Oh, you can't go to them about it because they will do this to you. No. That's not what the Bible says. It doesn't put those if clauses that you're putting in. As a matter of fact, you don't even know those if clauses are true. A lot of times, I just like to ask people, now, why are you telling me this? And as a pastor, they say, well, pastor, you need to know this. Okay, then will you go with me to them, and I'll let them know that you've told me this. You know, they back out. They back out in a heartbeat. You see, that kind of a person is a person who says, I know him, but they're not keeping the commandments. They're liars. And they don't know they're liars. And that's why it's so hard. That's why Jesus said the publicans and harlots went into the kingdom of God before the Pharisees, who supposedly had these great high standards. Now, the indictment is from the word of God. about this kind of person who says, I know him. And God says, they're a liar. Now, look, it's not me. If I say you're a liar, it doesn't mean a thing because I'm not the judge. Now, God, when God says they're a liar, they're a liar. Now, how many lies does it take to make a liar? Well, every one of us is a total liar, so every one of us are a liar. Okay. But there are some that have habitual lying, but they don't even know it's a lie. And that's what is so troubling in our hearts, because it stands as a hindrance to your spiritual growth, the spiritual growth of people you actually do love, and it hinders your prayers. Now, they're not only living by faith, they are living a life of failure. They think they're living by faith, but in reality, they're living a life of failure. Now, look, no one wants to be called a liar, especially by God. Worse yet, the truth is not in him. Now, Jesus said, thy word is truth. When he says the truth is not in him, well, I know the Bible. I've read a lot of them. No, he means you're not living by it. The truth is not in him. It's not guiding him. It's not directing him or her. Now, let us illustrate. This is a person who says of the fundamentalists, they're legalistic. They're unloving. And they make statements as, well, I don't think he ought to have said that. It is so offending. Now, one time I preached the truth on the erroneous doctrine of Calvinism in my own church. But because there were some there from a Christian college that taught and believed in Calvinism, they said my teaching against it was very offensive to them, and I should have known better. I should not have preached that. Well, I was going to preach it anyway, whether they were there or not. But I preached it. And my friend, let me just say this. If I was going to put that shoe on the other foot for them, say, well, then that means that if somebody from my church goes to their college, they won't teach Calvinism in their college because it might offend that student that is going to their college from my church. Well, of course, then it's a different ball game altogether. And so what I'm saying is that when people say, well, they're legalistic, oh, they're unloving, they're saying, I can see the heart. I'm as good as God. I have God. I can do anything God can do, I can do. And I can tell if a person speaks the truth, but there's not real love in his heart. No, you're not God, and don't try to claim his deity. That's a dangerous thing. When a Christian lives in lasciviousness, when he removes the standards, he removes holiness, calls it legalistic, he'll hate fundamentalism, he'll hate a biblicist. Now, 1 John mentions love throughout, but also mentions truth. Thy word is truth. So when you get upset when they preach the truth, then you don't really love the truth, you see. And so when verse 4 says of our text, he that says, I know him, keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. That's exactly what it means. And you're one of those people. Now, some people have gone through the truth, from the truth, when their children go another direction. All of a sudden, the standards they had in the past are gone out the door. So again, 1 John, yes, it mentions love throughout this epistle more than any other epistle. 1 John mentions love more times. But it also uses the word liar. The truth is not in someone. You see, God does not water down the truth when he is speaking his love to us. For the person to say, I know God, when he calls biblical standards legalistic, the Bible is telling us, that man is a liar. Now, one cannot rightly say that he is walking with God, that he's right with God, and he's doing those things that are pleasing in his sight, when they have this type of heart against the holy things of God. You see, this one is fretting against God. Now, my friend, when you get to that point, you're walking on dangerous ground. When men start turning, and this is really for preachers, when preachers start turning to marketing, when they start turning to demographics in how they're going to do ministry instead of the Word of God and letting the Holy Spirit lead. And you see, doing it the way they did in the Bible calls for sacrifice. It calls for that time in prayer. It calls for time in fasting. It calls for many hours. And boy, I tell you what, with demographics and marketing, you can get more people than doing it God's way, but all you, what you win them with is what you win them to. And you see, when you do God's will God's way, it might be a little bit harder, but those decisions are more real because these people are turning from their sin as true repentance, and they're turning into their righteousness of Christ, not to some new demographic and the latest cool thing. I don't want to be the cool church. I want to be the right church. I don't want to be the cool Christian. I want to be the right Christian. And so, again, comes back down, doing God's will, God's way, and God's time. Don't ever have a heart against the holy things of God. That is fretting against the Lord. You know, Proverbs 19:3 says, "The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord." You know, he gets to a point that, I don't want that. I hate that standard. Not why. Read the Bible. Come on. You know, they'd rather read a little emotional devotional than really meditate in the Word. Here's a little boy who does all his chores quietly. He does them rightly. And he does them with a good attitude. But he's doing it in order to get to go to a friend's house to spend the night. The rest of the time, he must be pushed. Well, and that's what I'm trying to point out. The man who truly loves God has a habit of obedience, especially in love of the brethren. It is a joy, not grievous, as chores are to a little boy to do those grievous, unless the reward outweighs that. Now look, thank God the reward does outweigh anything that we suffer on this earth. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. But again, keepeth his commandments. You don't keep his commandments, and that is a continual case there, then you're a liar. The truth simply is not in you. And again, that doesn't come from me. That comes from God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.